Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Tommy Ashland, Greg Barnes of Inside Carolina with you. And Greg, earlier in the week, the Supreme Court struck down a law that banned gambling. Basically, the federal government or the federal courts left it up to the states to decide how they will handle gambling across the board. And that could be a huge deal in the sports world.
Yeah, absolutely, Tommy. And I think kind of the interesting dynamic of it is it's not a matter of the court saying, hey, all right, it's now illegal for everybody. They just really just said, look, this federal law is unconstitutional. So we're going to leave it to the states. And so you've got 50 states, and it's a matter of how do you want to proceed? And there's a lot of different things that go into play with this. I mean, you've got a lot of the pro sports teams, leagues, the NBA, for example, a few weeks ago, it was floated that they wanted 1% of the revenue cut. And when you factor in that the profit margin for a lot of Vegas casinos is, in the 4-5% range, that's kind of what they shoot for. You're talking about a very large number there, talking about 20-25% of their profits. That's going to be a big talking point. And then you also, when you factor in state legislatures, they're going to want their cut as well. So that's going to be a dialogue that's going to have to take place. And I think when you look at states like New Jersey, who have been pushing for the legalization of sports gambling, I think you're going to be able to gamble in New Jersey very quickly. And that's not going to be an issue. But when you look at a state like North Carolina, lawmakers have already said it's doubtful they'll have a ruling on it, kind of an idea of how they want to proceed this year. So it's going to be a year or so down the line when they figure out exactly how they want to handle this. And I think you're going to see situations where some states are all for it, some states are not. So it's going to be confusing for a while. But I think with the fact that North Carolina having that lottery system already in place, you would think it would ultimately come to North Carolina. But we'll have to wait and see how that looks and how soon that actually comes.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting. As a valued listener, you can get the first month of your Inside Carolina subscription for just a penny. Just enter promo code WCHLOFFER, all one word, on the order page.